All right. Are you guys all right?
Yes.
Amy and Jessica, are you all right?
Yeah.
I'm all right. Good. So we finally got our brain teaser podcast up.
Yeah.
That was a brain teaser.
A harrowing ordeal. It really was a brain teaser.
You made a great effort, though.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank Patrick. Too,
Patrick
with that.
And Patrick podcast. Archer, and then Matt from Podomatic.
Matt, not Matthew Broderick.
No,
do not confuse the two.
Another Matt who just happens to work for the website that hosts the podcast.
Oh, it's nice they had them. Well, thank you, Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Pat. All right, so Mother's Day is going to be here
before we know it,
Sunday.
This Sunday?
May 8th.
May 8th, okay.
Sunday, May 8th.
So I have time.
Yes.
To have a baby? Probably not. I don't think.
I'll be like a dog or something. Their gestational period is only like a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah. You're still not going to make it.
Good thing you're not an elephant, because theirs is about 2 years, I think.
Is it really?
Wow. I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's a lot of animal to gestate.
Well, they come out like it. Probably 2 years old. Right?
Yeah,
and they're born. They're
good
about,
to go.
They're huge.
Yeah, not compared to their mamas, but
no.
All right, so I thought I would give you the rundown, the list of the undeniable signs that you have a cool mom.
Okay.
And then, you know, we can check off the ones that apply to me.
We can deny or
yes, you could
let them remain
yes,
undeniable.
That is you. No, that is not okay. You. So we'll see where I stand on the cool mom factor. I already know.
I hope smoking weed with your kids and their friends is on there. Because that's
that is
the only
cool
thing I need to hear to make someone have a cool mom.
That is pretty cool. I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool
mom.
Because if you're going to drink, I'd rather you do it in the house.
With me. I'll go to the package store.
Yeah.
What would you like?
I remember Jeff bought me wine coolers one time. We went to Super Phipps. I think I was in high school. He was like, "Do you want anything?" I was like, "Okay." And then I don't even think I drank them. It's just like, sure.
She just put that out for the whole world.
I know.
It was fine. No, yeah, you can buy alcohol for your kids. Even at a restaurant, like if you were underage.
Well, then why do like, they always kick me out?
For ordering it for, probably because he's
exactly.
Three.
Yeah, he's a little young.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you can do that, which I just learned like a year ago. And it's pretty fascinating. But like, you can't get it for other kids that are underage, just your own kid. Which is pretty crazy.
And it'll just, as a last hurrah, before they take him away.
Right, yeah. Again, probably wait till he's like more than four.
Oh.
But teach their own. Yeah. Anyway, cool moms.
All right. Maybe you're a cool mom, Jess.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Me either. I don't think so.
Not yet.
I think he's too young for you to be a cool mom. All right, so here's number one. I don't think this is an order like the most
right
way, but
it's just a list.
So one, she is the ultimate wing woman.
No. What? In what sense? That's weird.
I think
like an overbearing that, Jewish mother,
or like you help me find
yes,
a boyfriend.
She would like find, you know, like oh my friend Judy's son is a doctor.
So
see,
a Jewish
it's just not an overbearing
yeah.
Jewish mother.
Yeah, it's a doctor.
Yeah.
Judy's son is
just
a doctor.
A bunch of Judy, yeah.
Why is that a Jewish man?
I feel like
Judy doctor.
Okay. He's a dentist. Yeah.
So was I the ultimate wing?
No, and that's
no.
Weird. And I wouldn't even want that. I feel like
no.
You're literally the opposite
cool
of that. Like yeah. Mom would be like, "Why don't you stop worrying about boys and do your homework?"
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Like, nope.
She would really. I know. And I look back.
I have
and I'm
a 2 week cool down period, and then I'll be back at it.
Yeah, literally. Like, Mom would be like, "I think you have that part of it down. Why don't you work on, you
yes.
know, like school?"
What say ye?
Yeah.
High schooler. Let's see you get some of that
high
homework
schooler.
Done.
Yeah. Let's say you.
Nice,
what do you
child.
Think?
Huh?
Yeah.
What do you think about 30? That? All right. Here's number two. You and her hate all the same people.
No, because my mom doesn't hate people.
Thank you.
And it wouldn't be
I
cool
object
she did.
To that. Exactly. I
don't
object
think
to the word hate.
Well, I don't think hate, but I, to me...
We dislike the same qualities.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes. Like, you have the ability to understand exactly why I dislike someone.
Right.
Or just someone on the same page
with the kind of people that we would be drawn to or not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there's no hating.
It's behavior. It's not people. It's behavior.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want it to be like, oh, this person, you know.
Right. I hear you.
Okay.
I agree. See how we are?
We should make a new list. That's what makes someone a cool mom.
Just adapt this list.
Yes.
Edit
you
it.
You two work on that.
Oh, right.
You know, outside of...
Maybe it'll be ready
Someone
for the next
should redo
Father's
this
Day.
List. Somebody yeah. in the world should redo this yeah. list.
All right, three. She is totally in the know when it comes to the party scene.
Oh, my what? God.
Oh, come on. Is this what? Like written by Lindsay Lohan?
I know, right?
She'll do coke like... with you in the bathroom.
We had a lot of pictures of that show that you liked with the
Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls. That was a big...
Unwed single mothers love... Like, they're the coolest moms. Yeah.
Yeah. Party. I mean, I can throw a good party.
Yeah, but it's like...
It's like a soiree. It's not like a rager.
Is there anything more desperate than a mom in your wedding shower? Yeah, but that's the wrong part. That's not knowing where the cool parties are at this weekend.
No, are the cool parties around here? Like Mingles or...
Yeah, that's true. I don't even know.
Are there any party spots? No, Mingles, not Mangles.
They're like in the woods.
The other one is intriguing, though. Like, I'd like to try Mangles.
Like Joseph Mangala?
Yeah. That would be interesting.
In West Springfield, they all, you know that place Bear Hole? They all go down to like some Bear Hole place in the woods.
Oh.
And like shoot heroin together or something.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know.
Cool. No, I don't know about that place.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, you're not.
But that's like what a party spot would be.
Yeah, like a teen party spot.
Yeah. No. She keeps it 100 with all your friends.
Yikes. This is weird. But you're friends with, I mean, you're not friends with, but you are pleasant to my friends.
I am pleasant to your friends. I like all of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any friends. Why are you looking at me? You scared them all away.
She's nice to my friends, though. Like, you love Adam.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loves Adam.
I know. And, like, Pat.
Everybody loves Pat.
Yeah.
Mulligan.
I just have really good friends.
I like the ones who aren't lovable, too. And we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. I don't know who my unlovable friends
are. I know. I've said that's we want to make them guess.
That's
the fun of it.
I see.
Yeah.
They'll be like, what?
Oh my god. Matt Broderick's falling off the sidewalk as we say.
What?
Poor Matt, yeah.
How could she?
She means me, doesn't she? Yes, Matt. I do.
Oh no.
Get back on that sidewalk. You'll get hurt in Boston.
Yeah, right?
They're crazy.
Just falling willy-nilly.
Get on the sidewalk. Get out of the road, Matt.
Wicked dangerous.
Goodness. That was back to the Jewish mother. Sounded more like than a Boston accent.
All right. She's up to date on all the latest musical hits. I probably
Maybe.
Know
more than
like,
me.
I
definitely.
Know. I'm not even.
Yeah.
I definitely am up to date.
Okay.
We'll take your word for it because we don't even know.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't know what this is supposed to, how this is. She is the quintessential badass boss. What's that supposed to be?
This is a lot of vernacular, like, BuzzFeed vernacular, I feel like.
It's like
meme vernacular.
Tumblr stuff.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's just the terminology is a little, pedestrian.
Shallow and pedantic.
It's true. I don't know. I'm a good boss.
Well, I was just going to say,
you are an actual boss.
Mom thinks
so.
It means she's a bad boss at work.
I'm a great boss. I don't know what this means. I'm fair to
It's kind of like that you're cool like, a, like how they say it about Beyonce, like that
right.
you're a badass, like boss chick, you know, like that you
are like a literal boss.
No,
but you are. Even if we did take it literally, yeah. I mean, I think you're probably a good boss.
I am a good
boss. I feel like, yeah, the list is not assuming that everyone's mother is the boss of something.
Alright. So, I think we can say, though, that...
She's a fly CEO. Yep. Man, oh man, is my mom cool.
I'm putting a Y for yes next yeah. to that one.
Okay.
You can't ever hide any gossip from her because she'll always find out.
I feel like we tell you everything, so you're not really, that's how you're finding out.
Yeah. Like, yeah, there's nothing yeah. that I try to, like, hide from
Is this, like,
her.
Not good because we're not, like, 20?
Because you're... Maybe.
We're not, you know? Like, yeah. I don't have no. secrets to keep from you, so...
But even
I know,
if but you could think like going worried. Back to the
Yeah,
day.
I've been yeah, thinking
You guys
back
didn't get away with very much.
No.
But I didn't pull much, I feel like.
Yeah, but still...
So
that's because I'm a cool
You're welcome.
Mom.
Yeah, I know. I guess.
So you're welcome.
I guess I kind of.
Yeah. Here's one. Whenever you need a friend, you instinctively turn to your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, that's because I don't have any other
friends. You go to your sister.
I mean, I do look in other directions. There's just nobody
yeah.
there.
I mean, I'm desperately looking for friends.
I end up facing you.
Oh, okay.
Ultimately.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm happy to be there for you.
Even if I had a bunch of friends, I would still call you.
I know. Of course you would. All right, here's me too. She somehow manages to be hilariously sarcastic and wise at the same time.
Yeah.
Let's
see?
Are these great mom things, or are these just, like, good person traits? I guess.
Well, you're lucky enough to have them all wrapped up.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, she gives better relationship advice than your closest friends.
That's disgusting.
What?
Because I don't disgusting. Think that it's like, well, have you ever called mom and been like, Mom, I just don't know what to do. Yeah. Give me advice on Brayden. You know? Like, you know what the right thing is. You don't call mom
no,
like...
Oh, yes, sir.
You, right, well, like, for, like, a second opinion type thing. Like,
oh. Or just I have to, you know, like...
Vent about
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, vent. But that's not advice. That's just looking for, like, a sympathetic ear.
Right. Well, that's...
But I might, you know, come out with some wise...
I'm sure
advice.
You would, but it wouldn't be like, I'm going to advise you to make this decision.
No,
no,
not
I don't
necessarily.
Think that's what that means.
All right, then.
Like,
that's all I'm saying. You guys agree.
Okay.
No, I know, but I think it's not like a black and white thing. It's like, she will advise if it's necessary, but it's not like, I don't know. If I felt like if I needed to call her for advice,
yes.
I could.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And she
you
would give it.
Us. Exactly. I definitely would give advice.
Right. Yeah.
I don't need advice on anything because I know everything.
There you go.
Okay, 11. Sometimes your mom is more like a cool big sister than a
Ew,
parent.
No, that's weird.
Is that true, Jessica?
I wouldn't know.
Are mom and I the same in your book? Because I'm your cool older sister.
That's right. You're lucky enough to have a cool mom and a cool big sister.
Yeah, right. You're both the worst.
Okay, I'm putting a Y next to that.
Yeah, there you go.
You're so mean.
Yeah.
She has no problem sharing her own personal life with you and keeping it real.
Okay, luckily,
weird.
That's not true.
That See, that's weird. Like
well,
a weird boundary
like,
thing.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, there's probably more things that we talk about now that we're adults that we didn't before. But
right.
it's not like she's...
Not an oversharer.
No,
not like
not an oversharer. No.
But neither are we.
Right.
It's appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When you start dating someone new, she's usually more excited than you are.
No, and that's weird.
That's really weird.
That'd be
I don't
a weird
even
thing.
Want that.
Exactly.
See, like, half of these are like, your mom wants to be your friend and not your mom.
Yeah.
But it is like the Amy Poehler cool mom thing. You
know,
like,
Gilmore Girls thing, right?
Yeah. But
know.
They're
kind of like that.
Yeah, but she also had her when she was like 16.
All right, so just ignoring the weird language, we're getting at least the general gist of what they're trying to get at. She's always down to rage with the entire family.
No.
Rage.
Like party.
No, but I know what rage is.
Okay. I don't know.
Remember, I'm cool.
Yeah, that's true. You didn't know
I mean,
boss,
I
man.
Like to get together for
that's true. We have fun on, like,
Sunday...
Yeah, so I guess you could say that was kind of true.
Yeah.
Well, we don't rage, so...
Well, we're not ragers.
Speak for yourself.
You know, enjoy that Cabernet.
Like, we want to do that fun
Yes, the room escape thing. We do need to do that.
We are so good.
Our idea of raging is puzzles.
I know.
I know.
Remember Myst?
I love Myst,
but you're in a real room.
You guys remember Monkey Island?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I remember Monkey Island. That was the best.
Oh my gosh, I love things like that.
I think I have that on this external hard drive.
And she's always the life of every party.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
You can hold court.
I can what?
Hold court.
Yes. I can twerk pretty good, too.
Oh, okay.
I thought you weren't oversharing.
I know.
Oh. I thought you'd want to know that. She actually knows how to use her smartphone. Mm. Nope. In fact, she's quite attached to it.
Nope.
You did just get a new phone, so...
No, I don't get, but she would lose it in 2 seconds, though. She's not attached to it.
No, you're
just had to set it up.
And only for work.
Yeah.
You're really attached to it.
Yeah.
But not even.
No.
Yeah. She sent me... Oh. I told her... What did I told her something sad, and she sent me a... She said, LOL, and then she goes, oops, or something, and then sent... I think she thought it was just a crying face, but it was, like, the laughing so hard it was crying.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I meant this, and I was like, I still don't think you meant that, because that's way worse.
That's way worse. It's, yeah. Like, it's so funny. It's bringing tears to your eyes, but you're in hysterics. It's so funny.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant to be way more insensitive.
Remember that time you asked me if I was going to the tavern, and I said no with a sad face, and I thought I sent a sad face, but really, what was it? It was like the hand that's going like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
No.
I can't make
yes.
it.
Yes.
This was it. She sent me, so I did LOL. I mean, and then it was the smiley, the laughing, crying emoji. And then Amy says, haha, that's a laughing so hard your crying face. And then I said, LOL, it's hard to find the right emoji. So then that was like a
goofy winking face. Yeah.
Oh, see how funny I am?
She is funny.
She has no filter around you, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a filter.
She has a filter.
Well, that goes back to the appropriate thing, which
yeah.
I much prefer.
I mean, I am your mother.
Well, exactly. There needs to be boundaries.
I know. I still have to set an example. Otherwise, if I'm not around, people say F-bombs.
Right. Willy-nilly.
On our podcast.
Well, yeah, that's true. That was also
I was
several,
reading a quote.
Well, and Matt and I had been drinking...
Oh,
the hard root beers.
Yeah, see, that goes on too.
So.
Alright, there's no one you'd rather share your deepest, darkest secrets with than her.
No.
Probably not true.
Oh. Yeah, no.
Although I don't have any.
She uses trendy slang when she texts you.
She probably tries to. Well, I don't think she does.
Yeah, like you're saying, she,
as
like, she's
joke,
not right next to you.
If I did.
No, exactly. Well, you use more like... LOL yeah. and things like that. Then I like I don't ever
no,
use those.
No, you always do. Ha ha ha.
Yeah,
she keeps up with pop culture like no other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean
you
I don't
do.
Know. No, but Amy
I
and
know
I do.
Snoop Dogg has a blunt roller. I think I brought that news to
you.
You
did.
Guys.
We literally did that podcast over a year ago.
I know.
Because it was for 420.
Yes.
Wow.
But I think that Amy and I are very, very up on pop culture.
You are. You.
So it's hard to even
more.
Say that anybody is
yeah.
compared to us. Would you agree with that?
Well, she can hold her own.
Yeah, she can.
Yeah, but, I know stuff.
Yeah. No, you do.
Okay. She isn't afraid to get her hands dirty defending you.
That's
oh,
true.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And vice versa, I'd say.
I know. She's your best friend forever.
She was,
oh my
she's
God.
She's just going to put a Y
that's
no matter what.
That's not even on the list. She just wants us
yeah,
to say it.
She said it and then just looked at us like, right,
and the last one. And while you may think your mom is the absolute coolest, don't worry because the feeling is mutual.
Ew.
That's a Y. Wow. There's a lot of Ys.
You can't think we're both
have...
the coolest.
Well,
yes,
let's
I
just
can.
Go back
no, you literally
order.
Can't. You literally can't. You have to
there's
pick one.
Coolest and then coolest.
I was
who's
born
more
first,
cool?
So I've been a lot cooler than you for a lot longer. And by a lot longer,
yeah.
I mean not even 2 years.
You're the coolest eldest daughter, and you're the coolest youngest
there you
daughter.
Go.
Okay.
She's the coolest Amy, and you're the coolest Jess.
Okay.
That's how that goes.
You're satisfied
down.
With that?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, why not?
I'm good with it.
Okay. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. All right. How would you like to hear about these animals who embarked on incredible journeys?
I'm good.
You're fine.
What else do you want to hear about them?
What's next?
I'll just do a few.
Did you mean to say embarked?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're going to start with Jessie the tabby cat.
Oh.
Because
my name's
said embarked.
Yeah.
That's a dog thing, but I'm starting with a cat.
Oh, I get it.
And because your name is Jess.
Yeah.
And this cat's name is Jessie.
So I'll change it to and meowed.
Meowed.
And meowed. I don't like saying and meowed.
Me either.
Like there needs to be something in between it. It's and meowed. Like,
it's unsettling. I know what you mean.
Oof. That's not fun to say.
Okay. So when her family relocated from South Australia to the Northern Territory in 2011.
What were they, bush people? South Australia is like a wasteland.
Yes.
Were they Aborigines?
It is. No, I don't think so.
That's where like the sky rain spiders and stuff, right? Like, isn't that just a hell?
Yeah. Yes.
A hellscape.
It's not a great place.
No.
She decided she didn't like the new place and walked 2,000 miles back home.
Wow. Yeah, for her, that's probably no big deal.
She crossed scorching desert.
That's crazy.
So bad.
I know. The owner, Sherry Gale, said, "I can't explain it. She hates getting into cars, so I think she walked."
Well, Jessie, of course. What did she? Was she hitchhiking and people just picked
I know.
Her up?
No.
Of course she walked.
Yeah.
She didn't call. She could have jumped on like a train or something.
Right, that was just due south. Could've. Like she just instinctually knew.
She
licked her paw and held it to the wind, and then knew.
And she was walking.
This train is heading south.
The stick with the.
With a bindle.
A bindle.
A bindle. Listen to you. Jessie is now being looked after by the owners of her former home.
Wow.
Yep.
How did they even figure that out? That she walked back. That like.
Well, because
I mean
she
they
left.
Did, but. I know,
she
but
the new home,
would you even think to be, I'd just be like, our cat's dead.
Oh, I would totally.
Not like, if it were here, it would be like the cat would be 2/3 of the way across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like the cat would be in Texas now or something. Right. I wouldn't think to be like, maybe it just walked back home.
That just goes to show like what cold, heartless creatures
animals, cats are.
Because she doesn't care about her owners. She
like
was with her owner. She was like, I miss my house.
Yeah,
right.
I
and then walked all the way there to get to the house.
Yes.
That's so strange.
And they decided they better just leave her there because...
Well,
there's no...
Who's got the time to go back
you
and
can't
forth?
Just have the cat be an indoor cat, right? I mean, that's unheard of.
Don't be ridiculous.
Not in South Australia.
Well, they're in North Australia.
Well, I don't even think they're probably halfway up Australia, maybe.
I don't know.
All right.
It's a huge continent.
When they realized that their cat was gone, they looked at each other and said, "I know."
I know, Leonard. Jessie's gone. Oh, well.
Get her.
Poor Jessie.
Go get her.
Get her.
Good day, Jessie.
All right, how about Evie the parrot? Evie the parrot flew to her freedom from the shoulder of owner Peter Jackson and Tamworth Staffs a month ago.
The director?
Yeah, of Lord of the Rings. We're still in... We're
in Australia,
New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah. We.
After facing the open skies, the African gray bird changed its mind and got back home by hailing a cab.
What?
Peter Jackson... amazingly, Evie flew onto a taxi driver's shoulder and said... Hello.
It's even more amazing she got a cab because she's African.
Right? It's almost unheard of. Al Roker can't even get a cab.
Because they're afraid he's going to have an accident.
Yeah, he's going to poop like he did in the White House.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want you in my cab. That's really happens. Why they don't
Maybe
want
that's
it.
That's what happened.
That would explain.
Yeah.
Don't
did
tell
he actually?
The world
yeah, he
that
did
you
do that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
That's way oversharing.
Like, yeah, he said it on national television.
Didn't he put it in his book?
Or
did he say
but
it
he talked
TV?
About it.
Wow.
What a mess he is.
Evie wasn't able to tell the cabbie her address, but the driver knew her owner would be worried and launched a public search for them. After finding him on Facebook, cabbie Pete Knight drove to his front door. Owner Peter said... Did they have the same name?
Yeah, Pete.
Peter Jackson and Pete Knight. It was absolutely terrible when Evie took off. I got her so I would have some company after my wife passed away in 2013. Come on. I'm so grateful for what everyone has done, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have her back. She's my soulmate.
Oh.
Yes. Maybe that's why she took off.
Yeah, right. She like, this is a lot of pressure.
Peter Jackson. Pete. Yeah.
I'm a bird guy.
I think we've done a podcast on this kind of a thing before.
Have we?
I don't know. Maybe we will, though.
Braden and I went to get one of his coworkers gave us a lawnmower. And we went and picked it up, and he was talking about his parrot, and his parrot's name is Zach, which I just thought was, like, such a funny... He was watching a dog for, like, a couple months, and he's like, oh, the dog and Zach have been getting along. And then he turns to me and goes, Zach's my parrot. And I was like, oh, wasn't expecting that at all, but okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny stuffing.
It was just crazy. I'm like, who names a parrot Zach? But then we have a dog named Elaine, so I guess I can't really
talk. I like it. Elaine Bennis.
It's a cute name.
It's cute to name animals people.
It is funny. Like Jim Norton's cat's name was John growing up.
Yeah, because...
Which is just hilarious.
But before that, they thought it was a girl and her name was Susan.
Yeah.
And then they thought that it was a boy, so they named it John.
Like... Who names a cat John?
Or Susan.
Or Sue. Well, I know.
Susan.
Not like Sue. Or, no, you know, Susan's so formal. And John.
Or maybe.
Isn't Uncle Franklin. Scott's cat's name something? Oh, no, it's Steve Plant's cat's name is Jonathan.
John too.
It's Jonathan.
Yeah. Yeah. It's even funnier to hear him calling for Jonathan.
All right, so a cat charity in Northern Ireland found a cat who had traveled 10,000 miles from Australia. The ginger cat was found by the cat protection charity in County Armagh last June and was taken to a vet who found that he had been fitted with a microchip in Australia. The mystery deepened when data showed that the apparent stowaway had also been registered as a stray in London.
Sex offender.
He was born in 1989, making him 25 years old.
What?
The average life expectancy for cats is up to 15 years.
Boy. They can... I feel like... Didn't cats Skins live to be like 22? Nana's cat?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that thing was gross, but...
It looked like one of the White Walkers from Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
it was pretty rough.
He had, like, no teeth left. Pretty Did you rough. Hear that story, too, about that dog that just died? He was, like, 30 years old.
Who?
A dog.
No.
Yeah, he was, like, the oldest dog. But, like, the owner, like, lost its paperwork, so they couldn't make it official, but, like...
Well, they just cut it in half and count the rings.
The dog, I know. They should have. Yeah, that's how he died, actually. That's what they did.
They
yeah, they needed to know. Yeah.
All right, how about Xander the Husky?
Xander.
How about him? I'm so sick of hearing about Xander.
So Xander. Xander the Husky may not win the prize for the greatest distance traveled, but his two-mile journey definitely has the awe factor.
Okay.
When his owner John Dolan,
You're welcome.
When his owner John Dolan was hospitalized in New York for a skin condition in 2012, his loyal dog was visibly distraught and sulked for days. Xander the Husky traveled 2 miles to be reunited with his owner. Xander snuck out of his home and traveled under a busy parkway, by a stream, and across a 4-lane road to find his beloved companion, and he did. A hospital employee found the dog outside the hospital building and called the number on Xander's collar.
Mm.
The number was John's, and he answered it from his hospital bed. John's wife, Priscilla, said, Xander always remembers John brought him home from the shelter, and I think that is where the loyalty comes from.
Mm. That's so cute. That's so cute.
I know.
That is cute. Do you have the dog, the Japanese dog? The one that would always go to the train station?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have him in there?
No, I don't.
They made like a statue out of that dog.
Yes, I know. That was quite a movie.
That's morbid.
That was a movie?
It was really,
it was like taxidermy statue.
It was like a true story.
Yeah, you can find it. Yeah,
oh, I didn't know there was a movie about it.
Why don't you laugh at the prospect of them using a taxidermy dog as a statue?
Like they bronzed him? Or
The statue was the dead dog.
Well, I don't know.
He's alive?
No, this was like a long time ago.
What did he do?
Was the owner killed or something? Like and he would meet the owner every day at the train station when the guy got home from work. And then for years later, the dog every day would still go to the train station, like waiting for him to get off the train.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
So who was feeding him though?
Well, I don't know.
He was just living.
Did he live with the family still?
I think he lived with the family, but he would leave and go to meet him.
Yeah.
Aww. I know. See, dogs are so much better than cats. Like that, you know?
Yeah.
No, they definitely are, like, loyal.
My cat wouldn't ever care, like, if I didn't ever come home.
Well, you don't really like your cat.
No, but I mean, she doesn't know that. I've never, like, said it outright.
She might know. She can pick up on your vibe.
You think?
I think all animals pick up on your vibe because you're always like, you just rather not be bothered. You put all animals on the pay no mind list.
She's the people person. She's not a dog.
Barely even that, though.
I was doing the Grodin.
Charles Grodin, yeah.
We're people. Oh, yeah. We're not dog people. He says it like the dog people.
He was like 80 years old when they made Beethoven.
Oh my god, it blows my mind now seeing, because he's on Louis.
He is crazy old.
He's been on Louis now this past season too again, and he is just like ridiculously old.
Well, and he really was like 20 years older than Bonnie Hunt
but
in that movie.
But he looked totally like they didn't, you never
super
know.
Young.
He was like 60.
Yeah. No.
Are you sure?
In his 50s and she was like in her 30s, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because that movie's like 20 years old now.
Yeah.
At least. Remember Rice?
Yeah. Why don't they ever tell us why her name is Rice?
That's not a name.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Maybe that was an 80s or 90s thing.
Rice? Did you know anyone named Rice? Or was it like I'm trying to think of what
a California thing.
What it would be a nickname for? Like,
when Paltrow was a kid named Apple.
Yeah,
but this is like in a movie, like for mainstream America.
And then the sisters were like John and Susan were like the siblings.
Yeah,
like,
Matilda, Natty, and
no, it was Matilda. She wasn't the little.
Her name wasn't Natty. Oh, I'm thinking of Mrs. Doubtfire again.
Yes, you are.
Be careful with when you eat your egg.
I dropped a shell in it. Remember? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But I can't remember her name.
There's a shell in it.
Maybe it was
chew
Natty.
Carefully.
Chew carefully. Yeah. That's what it was.
Chew carefully. I dropped a shell in it. And then she comes down in the morning with, like, the cutest Beethoven puppy. Like,
yeah.
And they're all, like, freaking out. Charles Grodin is so angry.
Mm-hmm. All right, do you want to hear about a German shepherd named Capitan?
Capitan?
A devoted German shepherd called Capitan ran away from home after his owner, Manuel Guzman, died in 2006.
Oh, at least they didn't eat him.
A week later, Guzman's family found the dog at Manuel's graveside. Manuel's widow, Veronica, said, "We had never taken him to the cemetery, so it is a mystery how he managed to find the place. He maintains his position in the graveyard, sometimes leaving to visit us, but he always goes back before nightfall. I don't think he wanted to leave Manuel on his own at night."
I don't know that I believe that one. But
really?
Yeah. Just because how would he know? If they never brought him there.
I don't know.
You know?
Maybe like that type of dog was it? Would you say German Shepherd?
They are
so maybe
smart.
He like the clothes he was buried in. You know, like it could be something like that. I know it sounds far fetched, but if you really open your heart and your mind, you can
open your heart and your mind.
Yes, Amy.
Yeah.
Far-fetched.
If you just like suspend belief for a moment,
just completely. Yeah,
just open your heart and mind. All right, I buy it. That all adds up.
You have to believe in the power of friendship. It transcends worlds.
It does.
Life and death are just no obstacle.
Oh,
correct.
Really?
When it comes to the power of friendship
and a dog's amazing ability to smell.
Right.
So, yes.
So a little bit grounded in reality.
Grounded.
No.
Buried.
No.
That's they like stretch. To dig up
it's
bones.
Not a good one. Don't get it.
Yeah,
maybe that's why he loves the graveyard
bones.
So much, because he's like, oh my god,
bone there heaven. Is so,
yeah.
Like,
he's
like,
not
oh
going
my,
to protect
I
himself.
Died and got
you.
You're like,
I
whoa,
thought my
Gabby
owner
can.
Died. Yeah,
it's a little
grim,
a little insensitive.
Yeah, I know. He's a ghoul, that Capitan. He loves death.
I know, way too soon.
Exactly.
Funny. All right, how about Lucy, the giant tortoise?
What about her?
So,
I'm listening.
Go on.
Lucy, the giant
took
tortoise.
Took her 70 years to go 2 miles down the street.
I know, right? She was really attached to a cat named Jessie in the Outback.
She died 13 years before she got there. She was really attached.
So, Lucy, the giant tortoise, planned the perfect Shawshank Redemption style escape.
Planned.
Oh my god.
Now I'm really intrigued. They when found her- blueprints. She'd been working every night, chiseling.
She thought
made a fake tortoise shell.
On the floor.
Yeah.
It moved so slowly.
Yeah, exactly.
They just kept walking by.
Did that rock just nip at my ankle?
So she planned a perfect.
What is that rock carrying? A bindle.
Every animal has a bindle.
Shawshank Redemption style escape when her owner's backs were turned back in 2006.
For how long? Don't look at the tortoise. Punishing her.
An hour later, she realized she might have time to draw up some plans.
All right, she slowly.
Of course.
She slowly burrowed out of her pen and disappeared into the night. And the 25-pound tortoise survived the American wilderness for 4 years. In 2010, Lucy's owners received a call from their neighbors, who said they had found a giant tortoise happily chewing
their
on
neighbor.
Their lawn.
I'm just picturing their next neighbor being
the
like
wilderness.
200 feet away.
The tortoise was Lucy.
So it took her 4 years to get to the neighbor's house.
Yeah, I know.
That's not
They just
bad.
Watched her. They were like, Lucy's still in the backyard. I'm like, whatever.
We won't worry about
she
it.
Years. She's mowing the lawn, so who cares?
They forgot about her. So their neighbor
like, what was this pen for? I don't know.
Okay.
Her pen was just their fenced-in yard. They had like 2 acres.
Oh, all right. Do you want to hear one more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Emily the cat?
Okay.
A wayward cat called Emily.
Who named her then?
Well, she's just wayward. It doesn't mean she was, like, homeless.
Oh.
She wandered into a paper company shipping container, which left Wisconsin, and made stops in Chicago.
She wandered in.
And Belgium before arriving at its final destination in Nancy, France.
Jeez Louise.
Right? Workers read her tag and called her vet in the U.S. After a month in quarantine, Emily was eventually reunited with her family.
I thought it was, like, they thought her name was Vet. They called her Vet. And called her Vet in the U.S. You know?
Hey, Vet.
They flew her back in first class.
That's unnecessary.
No.
She wouldn't have known any
she
different.
Have
she went there on yeah, she went there in a shipping container.
It's like,
well, what are you making it for?
She's been through enough.
No.
She loved it.
She did it herself.
Guaranteed
she wandered onto a shipping container.
I suppose.
Yeah, nobody put her there.
Yeah. My cats hated making the trek from Westfield to Springfield. I can't imagine how much meowing that thing was doing.
Oh, I know.
On a cargo ship or whatever.
I know. All right, so here's an interesting concept for a restaurant.
All right.
This is a restaurant in London. called Bunyadi, B-U-N-Y-A-D-I.
Okay.
So it will offer an entirely natural eating experience where people are free from the trappings of modern life, including phones, electric lights, and clothing.
Ew.
Guests will be given a robe as they strip, and then they're allowed to dine naked in specified areas. A pop-up restaurant.
Pop-up.
It's London's first nude restaurant.
In thousands of years.
The venue also offers a clothes section for those who don't wish to drop their drawers before dining.
This is in London?
Yes.
That's crazy.
As the restaurant will only be open for 3 months, it seems not all of those that have signed up will be able to get in, as the space only has a 42-person capacity.
That's a lot of naked people.
It has 27,000 people on the waiting list.
What?
Wow.
I know.
Foodies are... That's a weird group of people.
Yeah. The concept is set to open this June in an unconfirmed location. The Facebook page shows a map with a pin on Whitehall, but a spokesman confirmed this is not the correct location and refused to reveal where it will be.
What's the food like? You know? Does it say? I wasn't listening.
It's going to be, like, I think they have various things on the menu.
Well, yeah, I would hope.
So, Bunyadi means fundamental, base, or natural. It will enjoy wood-flamed grill meals served on handmade clay crockery and edible cutlery.
Edible cutlery?
That was on American Dad, where Stan opened a restaurant and all the plates and everything were edible. It was just like a junk... I don't know. It was a funny episode.
Sounds it.
I know. I really lost momentum.
You butchered
it. Halfway through telling it. Well, no, that was just...
So
that was the thing.
They're going to dine under a canopy of candle lights partitioned with bamboo and wicker. The wicker might be a problem.
Yeah. That doesn't sound comfortable.
It won't be comfortable. Well,
who knows? What should it be? Maybe wicker cleans easily.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
because what could it be?
Can you imagine?
It could be no, like
rather not. No,
leather. It could be leather.
Oh
leather
god,
would be terrible! You'd have like the indentation of butt cheeks
and more. And, yeah,
butt cheeks and more.
That's a good name for it.
Yeah,
that's a better name than Buonani or whatever.
So the founder Seb Leal says we've worked very hard to design. Seb. We've worked very hard to design a space where everything patrons interact with is bare and naked.
Okay.
The use of bamboo partitions has enabled us to make the restaurant discreet while adhering to the ethos behind it.
It's just self-important and annoying. No
there
thanks.
There are 10,000 people signed up to receive more details.
Well, it will I'm sure a lot of them are journalists.
It will include a vegan and non-vegan tasting menu of food cooked on wood fire. Gowns, changing rooms, and lockers will be provided for those who are stripping down.
Gowns?
Yeah, like
robes,
maybe, I think. And no photography will be allowed.
Well,
I guess they have to think through that.
I don't even... I feel like that waiting list... Is there just a giant list of people I never want to meet?
Yeah, oh, well, like any nudist colony or nude beach or, yeah.
Mom goes to the nude beach in St. Martin.
Does she?
Every summer.
Do I?
Yep.
I don't, actually.
Oh.
When I
was
have
been to it, but I was not nude.
In Europe, a bunch of them are like, you can be nude, and it was an experience.
Yeah, the place that we're at, it's... You know, tops are
optional.
Yeah, and some people choose to be topless.
I'm sure a lot of like heavy set men in Speedos as well.
Yes, unfortunately, there is that.
I don't understand that.
I know. All right. So I thought that was interesting, though.
Yeah.
So a tourist was hit by a train while searching for a mythical beast known as the Popelik Monster.
I thought it was a goat man or whatever.
He is kind of a goat man.
In Kentucky, right?
Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville.
Roquel Bain, 26, was thrown 80 feet to the ground after she was struck hunting for the creature that is said to live beneath a railway bridge in Louisville. The tragic incident happened after Miss Bain ventured onto the tracks of the Norfolk Southern Railway with her boyfriend on Saturday.
Did it say how old she was?
26.
26.
Wow.
According to urban legend, the half-man, half-goat got its unusual name because it lives beneath a railway trestle by Pope Lick Creek.
Okay.
But the couple...
Lick.
But the couple apparently didn't know the seemingly abandoned railway bridge is still in use, which Yikes. Locals claim is a common mistake that officials have warned people about for years.
They should put, like, fence. I mean, I'm sure they climbed around whatever barrier there was because they're stupid enough to look for a mythical creature, but...
Yeah, on a railway bridge.
Yeah, and they're not, like, 13. They're literally double that age.
I know. Police said the couple tried to get out of the way of an oncoming train after spotting it speeding towards them on the bridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a picture of...
The goat man? I did see a picture of the goat man. See, people like that I really don't have sympathy for. Like, I feel sorry for, like, their families, I guess, but...
Well, yeah.
When you're that stupid, like, why would that even be fun?
It could be drinking was involved. I don't know.
Okay, well, it's Kentucky. It could have been it was Louisville dry.
I don't.
County.
I don't know. While Miss Bain's boyfriend managed to dangle off the edge of the tracks and come away unscathed, she was hit by the train and thrown more than 80 feet to the ground.
Yes.
I mean, we could suspect the boyfriend.
I know. I was going to say, like, that's a good story for him to concoct.
Deputy Coroner Jack Arnold said, "It's just so sad. A very pretty young girl who had her life in front of her. It's just so preventable."
Well, yeah, but it also sounds like she wasn't going to, like, cure cancer.
That's true.
I mean, this is definitely, it's like, a Darwin Award.
Yeah, exactly.
So Bain and her boyfriend were in Louisville for a haunted tour of the shuttered Waverly Hills Sanatorium, but that decided cool. to make yeah, a side does. Trip to search for the Pope Lick Creek
wow.
monster.
Were they from Kentucky? Or they just were...
I don't know. Ugh. There were some movies. Dummy. There was a movie made, a short film in 1988 called The Legend of the Pope Lick Monster.
I'm sure it was a blockbuster hit.
Despite the legend of the mythical beast dating back nearly three decades, there have never been any confirmed sightings of the creature.
It's like the Mothman?
You'll be happy to know. Yeah, exactly.
Obviously never confirmed sightings. Did you hear, speaking of, like, horrible accidents, that audio from the Kid Rock thing?
What Kid Rock thing?
That his assistant was killed.
Oh, what happened?
On an ATV.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But they
his
released...
head was crushed?
Yes.
Tell me. What happened?
Well, because I heard, like, Kid Rock, him calling 911, and he's, like, freaking out.
Kid Rock called 911?
Yes.
Oh.
Because he and, I don't know if it's his girlfriend or whoever, found him on the property, because they didn't know where he, like, he just wasn't there. They had to go to the airport or something, and he, like, wasn't around, and I guess, like, the night before, he had been shuttling people, like, to the end of the driveway on an ATV, and then they found it. It was still running, and I think his head was, like, crushed because Kid Rock is, like, freaking out on the poor dispatcher who's just, like, basically trying to get information, and then he's, like, screaming, swearing at her, and then he gives the phone to, like, this woman who's with him, and she's, like, calm, cool, and collected talking to the dispatcher because he's losing his mind, and she, like, wouldn't look at him, the assistant, like, she wouldn't look at the kid because he was only 30. And that was heartbreaking because the dispatcher asks, like, how old he is, and she goes 30, and then she's like, oh god, he's only 30. Like,
aww.
It, like, hits her how young, like, you can just tell it's, like, clearly very fresh to them, and they, like, she kept being like, we haven't touched anything, and she's like, he's gone. And then the dispatcher's asking if they can, like, try to give him CPR. And she would not look at him, which that's so horrible in itself. And then I guess Kid Rock was saying, like, his head is, like, crushed, basically. Aww. Like, there's no, like, he is dead.
Oh my gosh, how traumatizing.
Yeah. I know. And like, so you don't, sad. Yeah, especially, like, some, like, I've seen, like, pictures of stuff, and, like, I don't really, have, I don't, obviously don't have to see that stuff at work, but I have to, like, deal with people who've died in horrible ways at work sometimes. But, like, to see something like that, like, somebody that you know and that you care about and, yeah. who, like, lives with you.
Yeah,
and
like, that you see regularly.
Every day.
Yeah, yeah.
They, like, know everything about, yeah, to see them in such a, like, horrible yeah. way.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even, it's just so sad. That's and he was sad. So young, and it's, like, such a stupid
way to die. What even happened? Was he drinking or something?
I have no idea. It just was, like, the thing, like, flipped, and he got his head crushed.
Here's a terrible way to die story. Mm-hmm. A 26-year-old woman was shot dead while driving in Milwaukee after a son got hold of a gun in the backseat of the car.
Yeah.
You heard about this?
Milwaukee police said the woman was hit once in the back as she drove on U.S. Highway 175 on Tuesday. When deputies arrived, Patrice Price had no pulse and was not breathing. Ugh. Officers tried to revive her, but she was pronounced dead at the scene on Tuesday. She had apparently managed to stop the vehicle after being shot. The car the woman was driving, Ms. Price was driving a car belonging to her security guard boyfriend when her 2-year-old managed to get hold of a pistol and opened fire. She also had her 1-year-old son in the passenger seat of the car with her mother, but neither of those was injured.
Her 1-year-old was not in a seatbelt or anything.
Okay. I know. And so the mother must have been holding the 1-year-old.
How terrible.
I know.
Why would you? That's almost more disturbing than the killing.
It's all terrible. And then it said Miss Price was also a carer for her paralyzed sister.
Oh my gosh.
In addition to her children, Miss Price had also been taking care of her sister who was paralyzed in a shooting several months ago.
Oh, right. Come on. And she didn't, like, learn to get, I don't know.
And then the thing ended, this I thought was weird too. So then it said, last month a Florida mother was shot in the back while driving when her 4-year-old son picked up a handgun.
Oh, that might be the one that
I had heard about that, but she lived.
Oh,
and
she did.
She's like a gun advocate, right? The other one that got shot in the back.
Yeah, that's the one I heard of. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's right. Because it ends with Jamie Gilt, 31, a pro-gun activist, survived the shooting. Right. And I was like,
who was killed?
Jamie Gilt, and why are you including that?
It's a poorly written article, but
it is a poorly written article. All right, that makes sense now. Yeah. So her name.
Yeah.
And, okay, gotcha. All right, so how about this? How about this for neighbors who are cranky? Mm-hmm. Jim Grinstead said he and his wife have occupied their Nashville home for nearly 10 years. Oh, well, first, a Tennessee man said he finds it utterly ridiculous that his homeowners association is ordering him to remove his front yard zombie statue after 5 years.
That is ridiculous.
I know.
After 5 years.
They've lived in the home nearly 10 years, and the zombie statue they affectionately dubbed Claude has been in the front yard for the past 5 years. But they spelled it C-L-A-W-E-D.
Yeah, of course,
Cute.
He said he was surprised to receive a letter from the Homeowners Association ordering him to do away with the statue, which depicts the head and arms of a zombie climbing out of the ground. See a picture of it?
It's creepy, but it's
like
funny.
Something you get in, like, Sky Mall.
Yeah.
During a recent inspection of the community on April 19th, it was noted that there is a zombie in your yard that needs to be removed.
Come on.
The letter reads.
Come on.
At first he was mad, but then he thought about it and said, it's utterly ridiculous. Grinstead said he never received a complaint about the statue until now.
Right.
He said he thinks the Homeowners Association needs to lighten up a little bit. We have a sense of humor, and that's how we want the world to think of us. It's how we think of ourselves.
Do they live in a condo or a home?
It sounds like a home.
Like, where are they again? Nashville?
Nashville.
That makes sense.
Grinstead said he plans to remove the statue this week, despite not wanting to.
That's stupid.
I know.
All of those homeowners associations are just annoying, like, at the condo where you are. Like, I had so many dumb run-ins with them. Like, I put a bird feeder up, and I got threatened with a $50 fine for like a bird feeder.
Yeah.
And Mike one time when I was living with him put up, like, I was coming home and he put up a picture of like a, it was like a beer promotion thing, and it was like a woman in a bikini, and it was like some dumb, like Natty Ice or something. So he like put it up in the window, and then he took it down right when I got home. But like this woman who, I don't know if she still lives there, but she had like two kids, and she like called and complained and said it was offensive. Yeah, she, it was just a woman in a bikini, and she was literally at the pool all day with her kids all the time. And it's like, you see people in bikinis at the pool at the condo.
Right.
How is this dump? And they called me, and they're like, you need to take, and I'm like, it's already been taken out. He was just being funny.
Yeah.
He put it up for, what, 2 hours until I got home, and then took it down, and you're like, she felt that she had to call and complain about, like, it's just people get so, they won't let you, like, hang flags.
Mm-hmm.
But then another roommate I had, like, just hung a flag in her window.
Oh.
And it was like, complain about that. You know, it's a curtain for all you know, you
right.
know,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So it just became like more fun to like try to like skirt the rules, and which that's all that breeds is like, then you get people who just get pissed off because it's like, yeah. Why are you so overbearing?
Like, why does it
like,
matter?
No one's getting, and because their analogy of course was like, well, what if somebody hung like a swastika? And it's like, okay, then they're hanging a swastika, and then everyone has to stay away from that person.
Right.
Like, we right. all have to, like, avoid being offended. Like, so oh, yeah, this person totally. Can't hang an American flag.
Right.
From some, like, it's just so ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. So how about this one? A New York man who was punched in the face by a stranger at a train station said his assailant told him the attack was because he looks exactly like Shia LaBeouf.
That's funny.
Marco Licato, 26, said he was walking up the stairs at the Essex and Delancey F train after 8 p.m. Saturday when he was suddenly attacked by the stranger. I literally just saw a fist for a split second, Licato wow. said. It knocked me, and while I was falling down the stairs, all I hear was, this is because you look exactly like Shia LaBeouf. Or Bob.
That's what, horrible. What do you Either way.
Oh my God. I'm,
Shia the Beast.
I'm relieved that it wasn't Shia LaBeouf that punched him, though.
Yeah, right. I know.
Yeah, that seemed like something he would do.
Yeah.
I was so confused. I was even more confused because I got up and I was like, am I crazy? Or did I hear him say, this is because you look like Shia LaBeouf?
That's wonderful.
And witnesses were like, nope. That's exactly what he said. He was running away as he was running away from you.
Do they have? I want to see a picture of this guy.
I know.
Licato, who filed a police report about the attack, said it was the first time he's been accused. It wasn't the first time he's been accused of resembling the controversial actor and performance artist.
Okay.
I've gotten it so many times, I can see it, he said. Some of my friends say yes, some of my friends say no.
What's his name again? We need to look him up.
Marco Licato. I did see a picture, but it just showed, it was like basically
a bruised face.
Like his eye with a bruise. Yeah. So it was hard to say who he looked like. Licato said he has a question for his attacker if police are able to identify him. I want to know what Shia LaBeouf did to him, Licato
yeah, really?
Said. What did Shia LaBeouf do to him? That he punched somebody that looks like him. He must have did something so mean. Did he steal his
so
girlfriend?
Mean.
Did you just see his last performance art piece?
That's funny.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a kid at my work that looks just like Shia LaBeouf, and every time it
makes
is like weird to
face.
Me. Yeah, I want to hit the kid so bad.
But Shia it is LaBeouf weird. Is
but he's cute.
Yeah, he's cute.
He's just
I
a mess.
Know there was a Shia LaBeouf issue.
Well, he's gotten
just a
very
he's
weird.
Like a weirdo.
And,
yeah.
All right. Guess what time it is?
Latest poop.
Mm-hmm. Every time she says that, I want to say tool time.
I know. Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time.
Okay, so apparently people on the Isle of Wight are going to open their National Poo Museum.
Oh. Is this the one I sent you?
So yes, it's Amy Felmis. So
is this an update? Didn't we already talk about
yes.
this?
Not the same one.
Oh, I thought we did. Okay.
The exhibition at the Isle of Wight Zoo features species
Zoo?
From animals such as elks and lions, as well as human baby. A human baby.
Okay. I didn't even read the article. I just saw a headline and forwarded it to you.
Oh, okay. The National Poo Museum has been created by members of the artist collective Eccleston George. Poo is all around us and inside us, but we ignore it, said co-curator Daniel Roberts.
We ignore it. That's quite a statement. Who ignores it? Like, who would ignore it if somebody, like, if you had poop in your living room, you certainly wouldn't ignore it.
No, you would not.
But that's a ridiculous thing to say.
I know, but this is coming from a man who's, like, started a museum for it. So compared to that, we are all ignoring it.
That's true.
Because we're not putting it up on a pedestal.
That's true.
How many poo stories have I done?
I know. You're certainly not ignoring it.
I'm not ignoring it. And I think a lot of people are definitely not ignoring it.
So to speak.
Because
you've started a bowel movement.
Boo.
What? That was great. That uproarious laughter.
That was awesome.
Right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
See, that's what makes you cool, a cool mom, is that you appreciate
your dad
puns.
Jokes.
Yeah, like my corny puns.
Yes. Yeah. They make me laugh.
Yep. And only you.
Apparently. 20 illuminated resin spheres.
Illuminati.
Show off the different types of feces with facts hidden behind toilet lids on the museum walls.
Wow, they really...
They're going hard on the theme.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't it amazing, though, like, that just to think of the amount of money that was put into this museum and then think about, like, kids starving somewhere. Africa, that are like, wow.
Right.
Have fun at your poop museum.
Yeah, just what that must
see,
sound
like. My intestines and stuff through my skin, yeah.
Samples of feces have been gathered from around the world, as well as donations received from the Isle of Wight Zoo and Dinosaur Isle Museum.
Dinosaur?
The display also includes fossilized poo, also called coprolites, dating back 140 million years, as well as a tawny owl pellet containing bones and teeth. A tawny owl.
Oh, like, is that a type of owl?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like a fancy owl poop, like really upscale ritzy owl pellet.
It also covers issues such as dog mess and the lack of access to sanitation in developing countries.
Totally.
And in on the streets of Miami and in New York City.
Right,
the way you don't
homeless,
have to worry about peeing all over the place. So Nigel George, one of the exhibition's curators, said the subject provokes strong reactions. Small children naturally delight in it, but later we learn to avoid this yucky, disease-carrying stuff, and that even talking about poo is bad.
That's true.
But for
not
most
in this
of
house,
us,
right, Mom? Not in this house.
But for most of us, under the layers of disgust and taboo, we're still fascinated by it. Organizers prepare the feces using a specially built drying machine.
Prepare the feces.
Stick insect droppings were desiccated completely in about an hour.
That's hilarious.
While lions
stick insects.
I know. While lions samples took a fortnight to dry out.
Ew.
The attraction is on show at the Sandown Zoo through the spring and summer before going on tour.
Wow.
There you go. There you have it.
How cool.
It would be really funny. It would be really funny if they had their, like, you're walking through and then they lead you to, like, the grand finale exhibit and they're like, this is our biggest piece of S. And it's just, like, a mural of Kanye West or something.
That was a South Park thing.
Sure. No, it wasn't.
Well, it wasn't Kanye, but Stan, Randy, his dad, thought he took the biggest poop ever. And it was him calling, like, Guinness Book of World Records. And it was, like, they're just nonstop getting calls from men thinking that they've taken the biggest poop and that they need to call. But, so, Stan actually did. And then they had to... Randy did. And then they had to call the previous record holder. And it was Bono.
Oh, no.
But it was that he was the biggest piece of crap.
Oh, my God.
So he was, like, furious.
That's awesome.
Because his title was taken from him.
Oh.
That's really
funny. It was really well done.
South Park's, like,
they're
on
brilliant.
Another level.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't watch it.
It's you would love South Park.
She thinks it's very,
very
funny.
I've seen it before.
Well, some, it
like
used to be,
language.
But now it's, like, they're so smart and funny.
It's evolved into like a more highbrow.
Oh, for sure. But they're still utilizing like stupid tag. Like that show makes me laugh hysterically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's so stupid, but also like so smart.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's
smart.
Just well
yeah,
done.
They always have an amazing way of looking at like topical issues that are. It's like so funny, but so like unique,
genuine, and yeah, pointed. Yeah,
yeah.
No, I love Matt and Trey so much, especially Trey. Anyway,
all right, all right. Well, have a happy Mother's Day.
Peace you out. Too. I hope you get something good.
I do too.
From somebody.
I don't know. I probably will. All right. Well, I love you. This was fun.
Love you.
It was fun. Love you. Bye.
Bye.